Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, March 23rd, 2026. Tomorrow evening, the group No Penobscot County Jail Expansion is offering a virtual community presentation called Rethinking Incarceration, The Myth of Public Safety. Quote, panelists representing those who have been in the Penobscot County Jail, researchers, lawyers, diversion program practitioners, and others who are knowledgeable about methods outside the criminal legal system will discuss ways to reduce jail population, address root causes of crime, save taxpayer money, and increase public safety for the people of Penobscot County and throughout the state of Maine. Join us to learn about the current state of our local correction system and how we can problem solve for a better future in Penobscot County and throughout Maine, end quote. There's no charge, but you do need to get in touch with them for the Zoom link if you'd like to attend. The website for that is bit.ly/NPCJE. And of course, I will put that on the archives. It's sponsored by No Penobscot County Jail Expansion, and you can find out more about them at nojailexpansion.com. The third No Kings Day is coming up this Saturday, the 28th, and organizers are hoping to once again have a record-breaking turnout. Rallies and marches are scheduled all over the U.S. and in several other countries, and there are No Kings Day's events happening in about 40 locations across Maine. Here's a quick rundown of what's scheduled in our general area that I've been able to find. If you know of any others, feel free to get in touch with me. And I'll give links at the end and post them on the archives in case you want more information. In Bangor, No Kings Day will be taking place from 12 to 1 o'clock. It's going to be different this time than the previous No Kings Day, in that instead of having a rally and speakers, they plan to line the street between West Market Square and the Paul Bunyan statue, staying on the sidewalk with signs to make a presentation that way. There is an early bird special scheduled in Penobscot at 9 a.m. In Augusta, they're planning to have a rally at noon, and according to the event announcement, there will be some speakers, a plan of action, and then the group will split into four smaller groups, which will move to other locations. In Ellsworth, the No Kings rally will be from 12 to 1:30 at City Hall. You can get more information by contacting Hancock County Activists at hancockcountyactivists@gmail.com. There will be a No Kings rally in Bucksport at 12:30 in the usual location at the end of the bridge. In Belfast, from 1 to 3 p.m., there'll be a rally organized by Indivisible Waldo, and you can get more information from them at indivisiblewaldocountyme@gmail.com. They'll be gathering near the post office. In Castine, from 1 to 3 p.m., there will be a march, rally, and speakers organized by Indivisible Peninsula and Making Waves Castine. You can get more information and see the schedule at nokings.org, mobilize.us, and activatemaine.com. Some of these have the organizers listed if you have specific questions and some don't, but you can check for the contact information there and also see where other rallies are planned across the state and across around the world, actually. If you are planning to be at a No Kings rally that I didn't mention, as I said before, please get in touch. We'll have WERU folks checking in from a couple of the other rallies, but I will be at the one in Belfast this time, reporting for WERU and Pacifica. So if you have something to say, come see me and let me know what you think. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.